This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark. Oh, I nearly said Kuzu Trang there. Lin Mark, Wong Xiaoning and Roshan Kanesan in studios with us today, Friday the 11th of October, 9:08 in the morning. And first of all, here's what's coming up in the next hour.
So in about half an hour, we've got the Property Show. That's our weekly take on all things property related. We're exploring the concept of co-living on the show today. And Shazana Mokhtar will be speaking to Elaine Wong. She's the co-founder of The Hatchery Place. And they're going to be talking about what this actually entails. This will be interesting. This is an interesting concept, co-living.
I wonder how dorms, different is it is from it? Actually just living with roommates. I don't quite understand the concept. So yeah. I guess I will have to tune in after the 9:30 news.
Exactly.
But in the meantime, also this morning, let's take a look at the activity on Bursa Malaysia. How's our KLCI looking, Channing?
It's green. It's a lovely shade of green, although it's only up 0.1%. Hey, maybe we might get to a nice index number by the end of the day if budget so far as then. Announcements come before market close. Mm-hmm. Hey, we might end up pretty end the day on a good note. But at this moment, index is 1553. Straits Times is also up 0.44, 3102. So is the Nikkei up 0.63%, Kospi is up 0.7%, and the Australian market's up 0.8%. Now we look at the top volume today. Ecovest is there with 8.6 million shares, and a related company, Iskandar Waterfront, is also there's 5.57 million shares traded. Both are up around 2.5%. Next Holdings is 5.1 million shares traded, up 33%, which is pretty much limit up for one session.
As you said, though, Shaoning, all eyes will be on the tabling of Budget 2020 later this afternoon. And for some thoughts on what to expect, we have on the line with us this morning Peck Boon Soon, Chief ASEAN Economist at RHB Research Institute. Thank you for joining us, Peck. So how can the government spend to insulate Malaysia here from the impact of a slowing global economy, particularly the US-China trade war, in your opinion?
I guess, the US-China trade war, it's actually hurting the trade flow and global demand as businesses and consumers generally turn more cautious. This in turn actually hurt Malaysia's exports and our GDP growth. Indeed, we are looking at a much more moderate export growth for Malaysia. This means our country, we may have to actually turn more inward to promote domestic demand. But at the same time, we know that businesses and consumers are likely to be more cautious as well. And hence, I believe, there's a need for the government to come in at this point of time to increase its spending to promote greater economic activities. I guess this could be done through increase of cash transfer for the B40 and as well as increase its procurement. It could also increase its development expenditure to inject more funds into the construction sector that would have an immediate impact on the Malaysian economic activity.
So, Peck, based on that, what's the biggest concern that the budget should address today?
I would like to divide into two groups of people. Yeah, for businesses, I guess their biggest concern are, I keep hearing them saying that, things are not moving, things are very slow. I believe this budget should address their concerns by adopting a more expansionary budget. This means that the government needs to increase its spending to help inject some life to the economy and improve business confidence so that, they will be encouraged to also invest and provide stimulus to the economy. And for general public, I guess their biggest concern is probably about the cost of living. Yeah, they have been always saying that they wanted to have a lower cost of living. I guess the budget therefore needs to find ways to bring down prices of goods and services through measures such as like increased competition and improve the economic fundamentals of the country, such as like strengthening the fiscal position, promote trade as well as improve human capital of the countries so as to strengthen the ringgit.
And Peck, what kind of influence on the budget will we see from the recently announced Shared Prosperity Vision 2030?
Yes, I guess the Shared Prosperity Vision 2030 talks about more equitable distribution of income among the people. So I believe we could see that, you know, the government could potentially increase its allocation for the B40 under the cost of living aid, you know. At the same time, I also expecting that, you know, they may have to actually improve their capability of earning more through better education to improve their skill and knowledge. Because skill and knowledge are something that once we gain it, you know, it would not be so easily taken away from us.
So, Pekka, what do you think would be the worst thing Pakatan Harapan can do when it comes to this budget announcement?
Yes, I think, I guess the biggest worry that I have is, you know, we know that the government is facing big challenges in trying to collect more revenue. So there are proposals, you know, to the government that they should tax on capital or wealth, you know, in order to enhance its revenue. I believe instead of, you know, introducing these taxes, we should be looking at something that is more sustainable, but is more difficult to do, such as, like, you know, expanding the pie of the economy. I think this would be a better way to improve the government's revenue rather than to tax the capitals, as we really need the capitals to actually develop the economy. We wouldn't want to chase it away.
So last year, the government made revenue projections based on oil prices at about $72 per barrel. But for the most of this year, that was lower. What's a reasonable estimate for the next year?
Yes, definitely. You know, they have some disappointment over the forecast, I believe. And I think we should always be more conservative in terms of projecting the oil prices, given the volatility that we have seen in oil market, given so much of challenges in the geopolitics side. So I believe, you know, we should use oil prices of perhaps not more than $60 per barrel, given the challenging global economic environment that may further weigh down our oil prices.
And Peck, just one last question about fiscal deficit. Are we on target to meet our numbers?
I think there's no issue about for the government to meet the target of 3.4% deficit this year. Yeah. If they want to meet their target for next year also, it shouldn't be a major issue, except that, you know, you are going to have a more moderate economic growth. So I guess, you know, there are a lot of proposals suggesting to the government that we should increase spending, you know. So I guess there's a likelihood that the government's budget deficit may be slightly higher than the target of 3% for next year.
Thank you very much, Peck. And that was Peck Boon Soon, Chief ASEAN Economist at the RHB Research Institute. And he summed up quite nicely some of the biggest concerns faced by two parties, right? The business people, which is that business and business confidence needs to be improved. But it's also the general public who are mostly seem to be concerned about cost of living. And I think that is something that's been borne out by the results of the poll that we've been running on the BFM Twitter account, because we received 563 votes on this, and by far the winner of the poll, which was what area should Budget 2020 focus on, was cost of living with a 58%.
I mean, these concerns are very real, right? When you think about things like affordable housing, the lack of it, and so far, even just the cost of goods. I mean, we've had different stakeholders come on air during the week, and they have complained about rising prices of food, especially, I think, because of our weak ringgit. It's a lot of our food content is still remains imported. So it will be interesting to see how the government will address some of these issues. I think the cash handouts will definitely continue. But is that enough? And is that a long-term solution to some of our problems?
So it is a short-term solution, but the longer-term one is job creation, right? And that's the second place here. 27% of people think we should increase jobs. And I personally voted for this one as well, because job creation, or at least policies that encourage a business environment that creates jobs, high-value jobs, high-income mm-hmm. jobs, and across the spectrum, is what is going to offset cost of living. Because how much can you really change cost of living, really? Cost, there's only so low you can go when it comes to cost.
Yeah, and I think not to mention the fact that 12% of respondents also did answer attracting investment. And if you take a look at some of the comments on the poll, a few respondents said attracting investment. This fellow, whose username is Tweet Everything, says more investment means more jobs will be created. More jobs means lower unemployment and salaries will be more competitive, because all of these have a knock-on effect on each other, right? And when we talk about improving the situation in Malaysia, there is no single solution that will solve all our country's ills. It's all about what are we going to prioritise first. And I did vote for cost of living just because I think that that would be the most immediate problem. And also just reducing, you know, when we talk about, we look at what has been said in Shared Prosperity Vision 2030, closing that income gap, you know, bringing the B40 and the lowest earning segments of the population more up to par with the rest of the country in terms of their earning ability and their generation of income. I think that is probably our most immediate concern, but all of these at some point or another do need to be addressed. And that is right now, though, we are all we have for you for this quarter. We're heading into a few messages and then we'll be back with more news out of corporate Malaysia. So be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.